And you are listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. The biggest challenge to closing Rikers Island, the jail complex there, is where to put all those inmates, someplace where they can be close to family, their communities, and of course the courthouses. Mayor de Blasio and the city council announced their response to that challenge this morning, a plan that minimizes the impact on neighborhoods in hopes of minimizing the political opposition as well. Joining us now to tell us all about it is WNYC City Hall reporter Bridget Bergen. Hey, Bridget.
Hey, Jamie.
All right, so what is this plan and where are they going to put all those folks currently housed at Rikers? We're talking about thousands of people, right?
Absolutely. The city says they've identified four sites they could use for borough-based facilities that could eventually replace Rikers Island entirely. Three of them are existing detention facilities: the Manhattan Detention Center, also known as the Tombs, near Foley Square, the Brooklyn Detention Center on Atlantic Avenue in downtown Brooklyn, and the Queens Detention Center in Kew Gardens, which isn't currently in use. The fourth location would require the city to build an entirely new building. That would be in the Mott Haven section of the South Bronx, on land owned by the city that's currently being used as an NYPD tow pound.
How big a step forward is this proposed plan?
It's huge, actually. When the mayor announced the plan to close Rikers Island last year, he really put the onus on council members to see it through. They were going to need to buy into the idea and persuade their communities that siting a jail in their neighborhood was the right thing to do. For each of these new sites, the council member who represents the district was at today's announcement and explained why they supported a facility in their neighborhood instead of Rikers. Here's just a quick sample of what they had to say.
Rikers Island is a snake pit.
Rikers Island is a Shonda.
These smaller facilities will create safer and more manageable environments for everyone involved.
If we are going to fix it, modernize it, make it better, that's a good thing.
That was council members Karen Kozlowitz of Queens, Stephen Levin of Brooklyn, Diana Ayala of the Bronx, and Margaret Chin in Manhattan. And just to be clear, Jamie, Chin was talking about fixing and modernizing the Manhattan Detention Center in her district, not Rikers.
Wow, so it sounds like there's some real buy-in there. How long would this take? And Bridget, how much would it cost?
The mayor said this could speed up the initial 10-year time frame, and Speaker Johnson insisted they had to do it faster. They're planning to essentially bundle these four sites into one land use review process, otherwise known as ULURP. The mayor and city council speakers say that could start as early as this year. Since three of the four sites I mentioned are or have been detention facilities, they'll likely need significant rehab and modernization. The fourth site in the Bronx needs to be constructed from the ground up. Last year, the city's estimate was that it would take at least 10 years and cost more than $10 billion. Today's announcement may make that time frame faster, but the mayor said it would still cost billions.
All right, so what reaction are you hearing?
Well, it always depends on who you ask. Stanley Richards from the Fortune Society was part of the group that initially recommended closing Rikers. And he remembered the skepticism people had about that initial 10-year timeline. He saw today's announcement as a major kickstart that could make this happen a lot faster. Other advocates were less enthusiastic. Brandon Holmes of Just Leadership USA put out a statement criticizing the fact that Staten Island is not included in this plan. And the head of the Correction Officers Union, Elias Husamuddin, was incredibly skeptical. He said he wished the mayor and Speaker Johnson would have had a press conference about how to reduce violence at existing jail facilities, particularly after that brutal attack of a correction officer over the weekend. He said the city is, quote, hell-bent on building new jails and not making safer jails. I should note the city did announce a $4.5 million investment to boost jail security just today.
So what are the significant political roadblocks to making this happen?
The city is making major progress on the siting issue, with the council members on board in this compressed land use process that should help it go faster. But the public will still have a chance to weigh in. And just to be clear, Jamie, not all elected officials are on board with this plan yet. Another obstacle has to do with Albany and whether state lawmakers pass criminal justice reforms. That's important because the city needs to bring down the population at Rikers to fit the new facilities. There's about 9,000 people on the island now. The mayor says the state needs to act to speed up trials and reform the bail system to bring that number down, since the new facilities can only house around 5,000. Of course, the tit-for-tat between the city and state was in full effect today. A state report listed Rikers as one of the worst detention facilities in the state, and the governor's council put out a statement saying the city never should have agreed to a 10-year time frame to begin with, and that basically if the city really wanted to do this faster, it could. Quote, building new jails is not that complicated.
That's WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Bridget, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jamie.